Hello, everybody, and welcome. With Bob Christopher, this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live in the good news of Jesus Christ. Our listener lines are open, and we'll welcome your calls now at 844-322-2742. If you have a Bible question, or if you're dealing with some difficult personal issue, let us hear from you. The lines are open, so call now, 844-322-2742, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, I am Bob Christopher, and welcome to Basic Gospel. So glad you are with us today. We're talking about the grace of God this month. It's a subject that we could never talk about enough. Why? Because it's a subject that is attached to the person and work of Jesus Christ. And we're encouraged as believers to grow in grace, to grow in the knowledge, grow in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is going to be the song on our lips eternally, thanking God for the grace of God he showed us in Christ Jesus. Well, we welcome your calls to the program today. The number is 844-322-2742. 844-322-2742. If you have a question about a particular passage of Scripture, a problem situation that you may be dealing with right now and want some help, want some encouragement, we would love to hear from you. Again, the number toll-free here in the United States and Canada is this, 844-322-2742. Also, I want to tell you, our listeners, that we have a wonderful resource that we want to put in your hands this month. It is all about the grace of God. It is called Grace Defined, Grace Lived Out. Grace is much more than a covering or forgiveness of sins or simply salvation, the door that we enter into as far as salvation is concerned. No, it is our everything. Grace is what saves us. Grace is what sustains us. Grace is going to be with us eternally, and we are going to stand as trophies of grace for all of creation to look upon. And all of creation will look at us and think, gosh, those were the ones who experienced the grace of God, who know genuinely what God is really like because God showed them his magnificent favor. So we want to put this resource into your hands. Again, it is called Grace Defined, Grace Lived Out. It is a CD series, and it's yours for your gift to Basic Gospel this month. It's our way of saying thank you for partnering with us to help this good news, to help us get this good news of God's grace out to as many people as possible. And that resource is available at basicgospel.net. Just click on the donate button and follow all the instructions and be sure to order your copy of Grace Defined, Grace Lived Out. I guarantee you it will be a blessing in your life, a real encouragement in your journey with Christ Jesus, and will help equip you to share this good news with others. Well, here's our verse of the day. It comes from Romans chapter 3, and it starts in verse 22. Well, let's start in verse 21, actually. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to us. So in this gospel of Jesus Christ, the righteousness of God has been revealed to mankind. Beforehand, it was locked up, so to speak. Although the law and the prophets bore witness of this, we're seeing it for the first time in with all clarity in this gospel of Jesus Christ. So we see that the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. So this righteousness comes to us through faith in Jesus Christ. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There's our problem. And the law can't fix that problem. We can't earn righteousness through obedience to the law. No, the law has condemned us as sinners. That's our condition. That's our problem. But here's the solution. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So yesterday we talked about the fact that in Christ we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. That's a gift of grace. That grace has been lavished upon us. And here we see the opposite side of that coin, that we have been given the gift of righteousness freely by grace. This is not something that we could earn. This is not something that we could merit through good works or obedience to the law. No, the law simply says to us that we are sinners, that we are dead in trespasses and sins. It condemns us. It gives us the knowledge of sin. If we're going to be made righteous, or if we're going to be taken out of that problem, then somebody outside of us is going to have to do that. Well, that's the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He is the grace of God, and he who knew no sin became sin for us so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So being declared righteous, and that's what it means to be justified, we're declared righteous in God's sight, means that our sins have been forgiven. God would never declare us righteous if our sins had not been taken away, if our sins had not been dealt with once and for all by Jesus at the cross. So the fact that God's grace has justified you, the fact that God's grace has declared you righteous in God's sight, means that your sins have been forgiven, that you have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. That's good news. So this grace of God saves us. We talked about last week the fact that God's grace makes us alive together with Christ. Well, here's some other facets of the grace of God, the gifts of grace that he has bestowed upon us through faith in Jesus: forgiveness of sins, redemption, and righteousness. That's good news. And these are the things that really matter to us as human beings, as far as our mental well-being is concerned, as far as our soul is concerned. These are the truths that really give us peace in the midst of this crazy world that we're living in. It gives us a sense of calmness, a sense of assurance and confidence that everything is okay. Why? Because God has made it so in Jesus. He has forgiven our sins. You know, this is Mental Health Awareness Month, and there are many people suffering from mental illnesses. And a lot of it, the root of it, is guilt or feelings of shame or fear. Well, guess what? The gospel of Jesus Christ speaks to that, and the fact that Jesus died for our sins, which means there's no punishment awaiting for us, that we can stand before him confidently, knowing that our sins have been dealt with once and for all, and that through faith he has declared us righteous. That's the stuff that lifts us up. That's the truth that sets us free from this sense of guilt, this sense of shame, this sense of fear that plagues all of us to some degree or another. Why is grace important? Because grace lifts us up out of that pit of despair and puts us on a plane in a whole new realm of life, a whole new realm of experiencing truth, truth that sets us free. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Let's talk about this more. If you want to know how the grace of God applies to you on a day-to-day basis, go ahead and call that number right now, 844-322-2742. 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you. Also want to mention we have a great event coming up in October of this year, October 15th through the 17th. It's a conference that we've titled United, and it is a joint venture between Basic Gospel Ministries and The Grace Message with Andrew Farley. So these two ministries are coming together to present this conference, to talk about all the things that unite us in Christ Jesus. And this grace of God will be front and center at this particular conference. So don't miss this event. It's a very special event. We're going to have people from all over the country coming in for this. So we want you to be a part of it. All the information on this particular conference, United, is on our homepage at basicgospel.net. Just click the big banner on the front page and get all the information about it. It is being held at the Hilton Garden Inn in Louisville, Texas. They have a convention center. It is a beautiful venue. It's just going to be absolutely perfect for this event. Many restaurants right around that particular hotel. It is just a wonderful, wonderful location. So come be a part of this conference, United, October 15th through the 17th. I guarantee you it will be a blessing in your life. Again, register today. Register as soon as you can. Certainly, there will be limited seats available. So don't miss out on your opportunity to come to this conference, United, October 15th through the 17th, sponsored by Basic Gospel and The Grace Message with Andrew Farley. We hope to see you there. Well, again, my name is Bob Christopher. This is Basic Gospel. 844-322-2742 is the number. Call right now. We would love to hear from you. Plenty of space on the phone line. So come in, take one of those and claim it as your very own. And let's talk about the grace of God today on Basic Gospel. In the meantime, we had this question that came in to us from Karen. Let's take a listen.
Hi, this is Karen, and I did listen to your response on deliverance yesterday. It was awesome the way you explained it. So simple, so basic, and I appreciate that so much. Another question I have for you, in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, verse 4, it talks about there were giants on the earth in those days and also afterward when the sons of God came into the daughters of men and they bore children to them. They were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Can you explain to me what that means? Thanks so much and have a great weekend.
Well, Karen, this is a very interesting passage. It's a passage that has been discussed for thousands and thousands of years as to what it actually means. What is Moses telling us? And it comes down to some questions concerning who are these particular people? Who are the sons of God? What constitutes that group? There are many people that would say those are fallen angels that came to earth and cohabitated with the daughters of men, and they brought about this subspecies or whatever called the Nephilim or giants, men of renown or men of name, men of fame, just because of their size and that sort of thing. So there's lots of discussions as to who the sons of gods are. And like I said, some would say they are fallen angels. Some would say they're powerful leaders. Some would say they're the godly descendants of Seth. They came out of that line of righteousness. And then they had sex with folks that came out of the line of Cain. So righteousness and unrighteousness coming together. Regardless of how you decide or what you come to think regarding these things, this is a time where corruption was increasing on the earth. We see the wickedness of man in verse 5 was great on the earth, and that every intention and thoughts of his hearts was only evil continually. So God steps up and says, something is going to happen. I am going to destroy mankind, and I'm going to start afresh. And he did so with Noah. And so he had Noah build an ark. And there's a great story there, and that ark has become a shadow of the work of Jesus Christ and the salvation that we have in him. Jesus Christ really is the ark. So we can really get caught up in the weeds, so to speak, of trying to figure out who the sons of God are, who the daughters of men are. who the Nephilim are, what they were like, all of those sort of things, and miss really the point of the story. And the point of the story is that sin had reached a climax. Sin had reached a zenith, so to speak, and God decided that he wanted to act against sin, and he brought judgment and destruction upon the earth. But in the midst of that, he devised a plan of salvation, and that plan was carried out through Noah. And it's interesting when you look at the meaning of Noah's name, it means rest or relief. And that's what the gospel message gives to each and every one of us. It gives us rest. It gives us release. It gives us deliverance from the corruption that is in the world. Peter talks about that we have through the great and divine promises of God, we have escaped the corruption that is in the world. We've been delivered from that. And in being delivered from that, we have found relief and rest for our souls. That's the invitation of Jesus. All of you who are burdened and weary, come unto me and I will give you rest. And so we see that picture in Noah and in this ark that God had him build, that Noah and his family were going to find relief from this sin-filled world through a plan that God had brought about. And as I said, this plan is really a foreshadowing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He is our ark. We get into him. We're placed into him through faith in the good news of Jesus Christ. And we escape the corruption that's in the world. And we're raised to walk or to live in the newness of life. So the Nephilim, they were giants. We see them in Numbers 13:33. We also see Moses talk about them in Deuteronomy 2:11. So that's where Moses says here they were on the earth in those days and also afterward. And they represent the corruption that was in the world at that particular time. And every time that we see them in the Word of God, they stand against the things of God. So when the spies went into the land to spy out the promised land, they saw giants there. And 10 of the spies came back and reported and said, oh, no, we shouldn't go in there because there's giants there and they're going to take our lives. But Joshua and Caleb said, oh, no, God has purchased this land for us. This is ours. This is his promised land for us. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. Let's go in and take it. And so we see with the giants in the land, we see an enemy of God. And here in this particular passage in Genesis 6, they stand as enemies of God as well. Corrupt, evil, evil beings with nothing but evil with every thought or intention in their hearts. And so God stood up and brought judgment against them and brought judgment against the entire world, but provided a plan of salvation for Noah and his family. And again, that's a foreshadowing of the plan that God devised for you and me in Christ Jesus. The fact that Jesus would die for our sins, that he would be buried, and on that third day would be raised back to life so that we could escape the corruption that is in the world and be raised to walk in the newness of life through faith in him, which means that we have rest and relief for our souls. Talk about good news. That's good news, something that was foreshadowed all the way back at the very beginning of man's history. Well, Karen, hope that helps. We certainly appreciate your question. That leaves space for you. If you would like to call right now, we would love to hear from you. 844-322-2742 is the number. We had this question that came to us via Twitter. And it's this: I have a question that is pulling my thoughts down, standing at the judgment seat of Christ. Standing and facing the God of all creation is a very frightening thought. Even though I've been a Christian for 12 years, I still struggle with sin and thoughts of my old way of life. Any thoughts on this for guidance? And yes, there are great truths in the Word of God that can give us confidence if, as we think about that day of judgment and as we approach that day of judgment. The first is this, that God tells us in this new covenant that God remembers our sins no more, and where these have been forgiven, there's no longer any sacrifice for sin. So God has said to us, and this is his promise, he remembers our sins no more. That's true now, and that's going to be true at the judgment seat when we stand before God. God is not going to remember our sins. And we see a great example of that in Hebrews chapter 11. That is the great hall of fame for people of faith from the Old Testament. And we know in reading their stories in the Old Testament, they had all kinds of sins that were attached to their lives. Some were murderers, some were thieves, some were liars and adulterers, and all of those sort of things. That was their story. And yet in Hebrews 11, when God brings them to the forefront, he's simply bringing them up to tell their story of faith and was commending them for their faith. Not one time is any one of their sins mentioned in Hebrews 11. And why is that important? Because it follows Hebrews 10, where we see that great promise that God remembers our sins no more. So in Hebrews 11, we see it in real life. God does not remember the sins of the saints. He's not going to remember yours on Judgment Day. So that's going to give you confidence. The second thing is what we talked about at the top of the hour, that God has declared you righteous, that through faith in Christ, you have received the gift of righteousness. So in this world, you are like Jesus. He was the righteousness of God in human form, and now he has given us his righteousness. So in this world, we are like Jesus. And so in 1 John chapter 4, we see this great passage concerning the judgment seat of Christ, and he tells us there simply this, that whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. By this is love is perfected in us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also are we in this world. Did you catch that? As he is, so also are we in this world. So that gives us confidence as far as the day of judgment is concerned. Why? Because that perfect love of God has cast out our fear. Fear of punishment. We come into this world as fearful beings. We're afraid that God is going to punish us at any given time. And that's what makes that day of judgment so frightening. Why? Because we're fearful of God's punishment. But we know with confidence that God's punishment went upon Jesus, that he died in our place. He took our sin and then gave us his righteousness. As we rest in that, then our confidence as far as this day of judgment will grow, and we will not be frightened of that event, but we will actually look forward to it when we can stand face to face with God, our Heavenly Father. Well, I hope this helps. We'll be back tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. Go to basicgospel.net. Help us spread this good news of Jesus Christ to as many people as we possibly can. Become a part of Basic Gospel Nation by making a contribution to Basic Gospel today. We would love to have you join with us. We'll be back tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then.